Don't get angry. The Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast is back with another superhero trivia episode. For our 243rd edition, we've got Hulk trivia. This was a request from one of our youngest listeners, Jackson. Hey dude, your Aunt Ashley told me you're a big Hulk fan, so here you go. 30 questions about the big green galoot. You can be cool, like Ashley, and reach out to me on social media or through the contact form at dorkygeekynerdy.com. I can hear your collective rage at me for not getting started, so let's get started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What type of radiation created the Hulk? Gamma radiation. Number 2. What is the Hulk's real name? Bruce Banner. Number 3. What pair is credited with creating the Hulk? Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Number 4. In the 1978 TV series The Incredible Hulk, who played the title character? Lou Ferrigno. Remember, I said title character. Number 5. And who played David Banner in that show? Bill Bixby. Number 6. Since 2012, what actor has portrayed Bruce Banner in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Mark Ruffalo. Number 7. What military leader is often in pursuit of the Hulk? General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross. Number 8. Who is Banner's cousin that goes by She-Hulk? Jennifer Walters. Number 9. What character was Banner's sidekick through much of the early years of the Hulk's run? Rick Jones. Number 10. In 1963, Hulk was briefly a founding member of what group? The Avengers. The Geeky Round. Number 1. A gray version of the Hulk called himself what when working as a gangster? Joe Fixit. Number 2. In the 1970s TV series, who was the reporter that hounded Banner and the Hulk? Jack McGee. Number 3. Who first played Banner on the big screen in 2003? Eric Bana. Number 4. What actor played Banner between Eric Bana and Mark Ruffalo. Edward Norton. Number 5. Emil Blonsky becomes what supervillain after being exposed to gamma radiation? The Abomination. Number 6. In 1986, who does Banner finally marry? Betty Ross. Number 7. What world is the setting for Planet Hulk? Sakaar. Number 8. What comic book events follow the Planet Hulk series? World War Hulk. Number 9. Who is the man behind the title character in the Totally Awesome Hulk? Amadeus Cho. Number 10. What was the name of Banner's abusive father? Brian Banner. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. The Doc Green version of the Hulk is created when what virus fixes his brain? Extremis. Number 2. An insane Hulk rules over what U.S. state in the events of Old Man Logan? California. Number 3. Stanley has said the Hulk was a combination of what two Victorian novels? Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Number 4. What TV movie marked the last time Bixby and Ferrigno would portray Banner and Hulk? The Death of the Incredible Hulk in 1990. Number 5. In what year did Hulk debut? 1962 was his first appearance. Number 6. Samuel Stearns became what super intelligent villain in 1964? The Leader. Number 7. What are the names of Hulk's two sons with Kyra? Scar and Hero Kala. Number 8. What group banished Hulk to Sakaar? The Illuminati. Number 9. In the Bullet Points miniseries, who is the Hulk? Peter Parker. Number 10, Hulk's DNA was used to create a daughter with what warrior? Thundra. And we're done. How'd you like the episode, Jackson? I'm a little miffed at myself for waiting this long to tackle his greenness. If you've got a superhero you're dying to hear about, let me know. I'll be back next week with another round of questions. Here's a clue. Titles like To Kill a Mockingbird, The Handmaid's Tale, and even Harry Potter have all ended up on what unpopular list of books? If you know what next week is, that's also a hint. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 243 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
When a U.S. expedition is attacked, three survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.